Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy, I'm tired. No, grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, I'm gonna be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year and watch what happens.
So like the consistency of work, Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time. You know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you, you know, you can get to where you want to go.
The question of the day is, did you get better? Genuinely, I ask yourself that. Did you get better today? If you didn't, believe it or not, you wasted a day. No bullshit. And you wasted a day that you never get back. Time is the only thing, that's the only currency that you can't get back. You can get money back. You can get a girl back. You can't get time back.
Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Saying yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision. Because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up. And you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the basis of self-esteem.
There's no future in cool. That's a trend. That's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker. Okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
You're not scared of losing. You're scared of people watching you lose. You're not scared of trying. You're scared of people watching you try.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're not scared to start with nothing. You're scared of people watching you start with nothing. But the truth, no one is watching as closely as you think. And even if they are, their opinions are not predictions of the future. Just reflections of their own insecurities. So start now, fail fast, learn quicker, and keep moving. Their judgment doesn't define you, unless you let it.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not afraid of it.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something, like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world, or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get off down and we pass this. You study for 30 minutes for a test and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm outworking the crowd. I'm outworking everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. You have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes. This is your big chance, and you shouldn't let it go by.
What would have to happen by the end of 2026 for me to look back on 2026 and consider it a success?
Get serious.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that.
You don't have to tell anybody you're going to the gym. Just go. You don't have to tell anybody you're starting that business. Just start.
Once you learn how to work, the work itself is self-reinforcing and you enjoy it. It's everything else that you didn't know you're going to have to sacrifice so that you could get back to working.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me nigger, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. And solely on me.
When a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure.
Never wait on the right time, because the right time ain't ever coming. All that, I'm going to get my ducks lined up in a row? No, you won't. No, you won't. Because as you have aspirations, you got to understand that the devil understands your aspirations too. The devil's job is to rob you of your destiny. So there will always be an obstacle. So if you're waiting on the right time, you'll never make the move. You have to go. See, devil, he only has one job, to rob you of what God intended for you to be. That's his only job. So he has a lot of people that work for him full time. They're called haters. And they at work all the time, and you all experience with them too. And so what you gotta do is, when you have these ideas of greatness, you gotta go forward. Because it's not gonna be a right time. Just go. Just go, go jump, take a chance.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back.
Hey, look at it, look at this dude right here. This the one who talk about all the things he gonna do, but don't do it. That this him. This the one who always telling everybody that he's finna do this by the end of the year, but never completes it. This is the capper. You tired of that label? Do something about it.
On your journey to self-mastery, you will lose 99% of your friends.
Now, I know that sucks, especially if you're young. You think like, man, in high school we were tight. Now in college we're tight and we're hanging out. We're the boys. We're always doing the thing. But I'm telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, making more money, becoming a better human, stopping the alcohol. You won't have things in common anymore.
Viktor Frankl has this famous quote where he says, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. So Frankl is arguing that a lack of meaning causes people to seek temporary relief in superficial pursuits rather than addressing the underlying existential void. But there is another group who suffer with the opposite problem, and this is Frankl's inverse law. When a man can't find a deep sense of pleasure, they distract themselves with meaning.
Everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks, but you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it, and I figured out what the I did wrong, and then I went back. It's like I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through.
People who died yesterday had plans for today. You were given the opportunity to wake up this morning, and you're going to choose to be mediocre. You're going to choose to skip cardio. You're going to choose to cut the leg day short. You're going to choose to do the same things you said you were going to change. If you live a life like everybody else, never expect to be great.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. If you believe in Santa Claus and you celebrate Christmas, you're looking forward to Santa Claus coming down the chimney, giving you some presents. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens?
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The real Merry fucking Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you, and now all those endorphins are gone. And that promise you made about getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die, but our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. And we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. But if you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Your life is exactly what you've earned and nothing more. Every single day you wake up and you make choices. What to eat, what to watch, who to spend your time with, what to spend your time doing. Those choices add up. They compound and they end up creating the life that you are living right now. So if you hate your life, if you don't like the way things are going, stop blaming external circumstances and start looking at your own decisions. The successful people that you follow on Instagram aren't just lucky. They're not magically gifted with something that you're not. They make different decisions than you do. While you're scrolling, they're working. While you're talking about other people, they're talking about ideas. When you're making excuses, they're making progress. What you see when you look around is the direct result of your past behavior. You want to see something different when you start looking around in the future? Then you have to start doing something different today. It's really that simple. Stop being surprised by the results that you have been creating. If you want to change the output, you got to change the input.
The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? the only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. Yeah. I have God alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. So this is where I started to develop an indestructible mental toolbox.
Okay.
So I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing.
Fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity, because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Took me a few years growing up to really learn this. I think the smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it.
You decide exactly what you want, and then you start to think. Now, you're going to have thoughts come to your mind of why you can't get it. You have the ability in your conscious mind to reject that idea, kick it out of your mind. Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance. And that's the only thing. There should be nothing else.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
But maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Well, why don't you? Well, because you don't try. You don't think, okay, imagine that you were taking care of yourself like you were someone you actually cared for. And then you thought, okay, I'm caring for this person. I would like things to go as well for them as possible. What would their life have to be like in order for that to be the case? Well, people don't do that. They don't sit down and think, all right, you know, let's figure it out. You've got a life. It's hard, obviously. It's like 3 years from now, you can have what you need.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You got to be careful about it. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you. But you have to figure out what it is, and then you have to aim at it.
Time to become a man. Walk forward. Peripheral vision. Get it. Own yourself. Walk forward with more courage and start becoming the man you want to be instead of acting like it and putting it off.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry, my coaches carry, and this is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
The easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to.
You can do two things. You can run and hide, curl up in a ball, and let the world just beat you to death, or you can dig your heels in. You figure out how to, you know, you have to figure out yourself, and then you dig in and you fight. I literally, the day we got back from Mexico, I had a quote installed on my wall. It says, "May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't." So let's go.
There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that's their grind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible. That's how you do something worthwhile. That's how you beat the odds. You have to believe it's possible. And when you believe something is possible, everything else will figure itself out.
Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
You get up. You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to make your bed? You make your bed.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question.
Is this going to make me better? No. It goes. Is this going to help my life? No. It goes. Is this going to create a brighter future for those around me? No. It goes. And it's simple as that.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized, my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
Well, why? It's dangerous out there. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me, by a lot. So you might lose your body out there in the world, but if you stay here, you lose your soul.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. Can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
I mean, just sitting around dreaming someday, you know, I mean, someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present.
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
It's incremental changes over the long haul, and the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees, mm-hmm. over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. I mean, we're sitting here right now at the end of February, and the next 10 months are going to go by whether somebody is working to make change or whether they're not. And they may think, you know, oh my God, I'm so far overweight, I'll never get it under control, or I'm so behind in my bills, or I'm so depressed, or everything is so out of control. Well, you know what? You make those incremental changes, and then, you know, pretty soon in December, you go, hey, I'm way better off than I was at the end of February. So, shit, you made little changes, and they all added up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No